John, good evening. 3-0 the score. Some accounts I read of the game said it could have been 8-0. What did you think tonight?
It was a bit labored at times. Not because of not so much anything Belize did, but I think just, you know, Canada just really had sort of putting things together, had trouble putting the things together in the final third. But, you know, a three nothing win is pretty sufficient. I think that's encouraging considering the team's scoring problems at the Gold Cup earlier this summer. It pretty much means that they're going to advance because I can't see Belize winning 4-0 in the second leg in Belize next week. So they're pretty much through to the next round. But I don't think there's any question that they could have scored more goals tonight.
Well, that's the thing, John. When you have an opponent like this, it's almost a can't-win situation, is it not? I mean, when you're expected to roll over them, I know Belize was a heavy underdog, and it's a small country, and we all know the protocol. But when you're the 102nd-ranked country in the world yourself, in where Canada sits in, I guess you take nothing for granted. Did anything about the play encourage you to think that come the next round of qualifiers, this team will be in a better position to go deeper?
Not really, and that's probably not what Canadian soccer fans want to hear. But, you know, I don't think you can take anything away from this series from Belize, right? I mean, if they go through, then that's great. I mean, they've done what's expected of them. But, you know, I'm not sure that you learn anything more about this Canadian team or, you know, can project stuff for the future. I think it's Canada's problem has always been, you know, when it gets to, you know, this sort of semifinal round of CONCACAF qualifying in the World Cup, that tends to be when it runs into problems because that's when it gets down to brass tacks. That's when, you know, you're playing teams of genuine quality, not in a two-leg playoff, but in a series of group stage matches over a long period of time. And it's a completely different game than just a two-game series against some tiny Central American nation. So we'll see. I mean, I don't think you sort of learn anything all that much from a series like this.
John Molinaro with us from Sportsnet talking about Canada's 3-0 win over Belize at BMO Field in the first leg of their World Cup qualifier return match in Belize next week. The winner of this will become part of CONCACAF's Group A in the fourth round. As we get in further into this, pool will feature Mexico, Honduras, and El Salvador or Curaçao. I got to believe, John, that it's going to be much tougher moving forward for Team Canada.
Oh, very much tougher, yeah. I mean, the next round is when Mexico and Honduras, you know, come into the fold for Canada, and those are teams that Canada has historically struggled against. Those are two of the best nations in the CONCACAF region. They both played at the World Cup last summer in Brazil. So, you know, with the top two in the group going on to the next, into the final round of CONCACAF, Canada is going to have its work cut out for it. So it's, you know, that'll be the real litmus test of this Canadian team and of Canadian coach Benito Floro.
Well, let's talk about TFC. Great news for Giovinco and getting the player of the month again. Not a big surprise the way he's playing, but TFC will have to face Seattle without him, John. Give us your thoughts, just generally speaking, on the impact that he has made to this franchise.
Massive. I mean, absolutely massive. He's been you know, the sort of the franchise for them, essentially. He's scored 17 goals. He's got 13 assists. He's been involved in, you know, the majority of their goals. He's been, you know, influential, a game breaker, just the difference between them winning and losing on nights. And he's the kind of player who, even when Toronto is down, he just conjures things out of nothing. And, you know, Toronto is never really genuinely out of games just because of his individual act of brilliance and the way he can just change the face of a match at a moment's notice. So I don't think there's any question he's the best player in Major League Soccer. And I would argue he's one of the most dynamic athletes in the city of Toronto right now.
It's very hard to argue against that, and definitely will be in position for MVP in the league, especially after winning back-to-back monthly awards like that. Now, everything I've heard is that TFC is saying the injury is not serious. This will not be a long-term thing. Is there any reason to doubt that?
Well, with abductors, you never know, right? I mean, you know, provided he gets enough rest, and then, you know, he's not going to play on Saturday. So he's got until next Saturday with the home game against New England to recuperate. You know, I would tend to think that would be enough time, but, you know, you never know how it's a weird injury, because you can sort of, you know, if you're not careful with it, then you try to come back a little bit too early, even to train. You know, you can have an injury setback. So it's tough to say. It really is, just because of the nature of the injury. It's something that we'll just have to wait and see. And hopefully he gets enough rest and time off, and he'll be able to play again soon.
Well, the schedule certainly helps with that. They're in Seattle tomorrow, and as you mentioned, enough time to recover before the next home game. Were you surprised with Colin Warner's suspension?
No, not at all. I mean, that was a really ugly foul last week in that Montreal game. I know he got a yellow card on it, but I thought he was quite lucky. He should have been red carded in that game. It was, excuse me, it was kind of out of retribution for a foul on, you know, his teammate Benoit Cheyrou. Montreal didn't kick the ball out of touch, and in fact, Dominic Adorno, he dribbled by Benoit Cheyrou as he lay prone on the field, and that's what I think sent Colin Warner off, and he really showed, you know, malice, to be perfectly frank, in hacking him down from behind. So the fact that MLS reviewed it and gave him a two-game ban, not surprised at all.
Now, Seattle up next, and, you know, always more difficult on the road, and next week's game against New England, huge in terms of the standings, as both TFC and New England at the moment with the same number of points. But, John, we've said this. The fact is that TFC still has the advantage of three more home games than road games down the stretch, still positioned nicely for the playoff positioning. What's your thoughts, expectations for these next two matches for the squad?
I wouldn't expect too much from the Seattle game, only because they're going to be missing Jovinko. And let's not forget Jozy Altidore, too, is away because he's on national team duty with the U.S. Colin Warner is suspended, and I believe Damien Perkey is still out with injured, and Cheyrou might not play as well because he had, I think it was an ankle injury when he picked up in that Montreal game. So they're going to be missing some key guys, and Seattle is always a tough place to go and get a result. And when you're missing your top goal scorers, top two goal scorers, it makes it even, you know, that much more difficult. I would tend to think that the game against New England is, you know, the bigger game, because by then they'll probably have all their guys back, except for Warner, of course, will be still suspended. It's going to be a home game, and, you know, they've really thrived at BMO Field this year, really have earned some great results. So, you know, and that's a game against one of their direct conference rivals that they're fighting for, you know, one of the top spots in the Eastern Conference. So that'll be a massive 3 points for Toronto.
Well, and you talk about the return to health. It can't come soon enough, because after the game in Seattle, although they do have that eight-day rest before they play Sunday, next Sunday against New England, John, really, I think, real crunch time coming up with three games in basically 6 days when you look at the schedule. New England, New York, and Colorado, that two of them at BMO, but that Yankee Stadium match right in the middle of them, that's going to be quite a test.
It is. It's three games in a short period of time. You know, it's against two conference rivals. It's, you know, going to be a test for their depth and for their durability to play, you know, three games in 7 days. Even that is a stretch, but you're talking about three and six. I mean, that's a game every other day. You know, I know that these are young men and they should be able to play that much, but I don't care who you are. I mean, that's a pretty taxing schedule. So, it'll be interesting to see how Toronto FC comes out of that stretch, just how many points they walk away with, and physically too, how they walk away with it. Because, you know, when you're in a sort of a grueling sort of pace of games like that, you tend to pick up injuries. And, you know, I would think, Greg Vanney, Toronto FC coach, will be want to rotate his squad a little bit so that, you know, he doesn't have too many tired bodies out there.
Will be a difficult stretch, but first up against Seattle tomorrow night, John Molinaro, a Sportsnet.ca chief soccer correspondent, joining us to chat about it tonight. Always fun, John. Thanks.
No problem, Roger. Anytime.